Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer, on this spiritual Saturday, as we continue our series on avoiding temptations, not giving any opportunity to them, and praying that we would avoid them. We're going to look at specific temptations from here on out, and to pray to avoid those specific ones. In Luke chapter 22, verse number 40, Jesus tells us to pray that we would not enter into temptation. And in Matthew 6, verse 13, he says, "Do not lead us into temptation," and in his own prayer. But I believe that we need to be more specific in our prayers as well. In Proverbs 6:16 and 17, "These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him." These are not the only six things or seven that are abominations to God, because every sin is. But this is an exaggeration, and these are some of the things that are found in almost every other sin. And the first one is this: a proud look, the idea of pride. So would you pray with me that we would avoid the sin or the temptation to have a proud look? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, his example to avoid temptations, and his instructions to us and to use prayer to avoid temptations, to be specific with them, and for using his knowledge and application of Scripture to resist those temptations when he did come across them. Father, we pray that we would avoid the sin of a proud look and of haughty eyes, unlike those in Sodom and Gomorrah, unlike God's people of old, unlike Assyria and Babylon and their kings, who all became proud. And not proud in what you've done for them, but in what they had done for themselves. Father, we pray that we would avoid the temptation to have a proud look by seeking ways to be humble in our wisdom, to be humble in our societies and communities, to be humble in the language that we speak, and to be humble in our attitudes, but also to be humble in every action that we have, to seek to serve others and to serve you ultimately. Father, we desire that we would be people that are so focused on avoiding sin that others will, that not just avoiding sin, but avoiding temptations to sin, that others would look to us and see that, and see that we're trying to be like Jesus, and that they would want to be a part of your church. Father, we pray that we would pray more, and that we would pray more to avoid specific temptations. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul.